This call is being recorded.
So, beloved family, we are welcomed into this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin. For this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source. Here now we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat. And the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental body. The pink flame, which represents the feminine aspect, and the blue flame, which represents the masculine aspect, come together in perfect harmony and balance, dancing together to create the violet flame. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Now visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light. A beautiful, seamless pillar of white light, which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and his violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. This brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up. Swing it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel the violet flame consuming and transmuting all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We also ask the beloved Goddess of Purity to hold space in all these areas until our ascension process is complete. Now, take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bulging. It continues down into Gaia, inner Earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now, look above you. See your tube of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens and connects you to the galactic central sun. So now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free, now and forevermore, until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of our ascension. And we thank thee, it is done, by the power and light of 1,000 suns. For the light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. And the mighty I Am Presence is that light.
Now, remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus a moment on your breathing as you take several deep breaths, breathing in the light, and exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Go out gently with the exhalation of your breath. Just focus now on letting go and becoming more and more centered within yourself. As you let the outside world just drift away, take a deep breath now, breathing in the light, and exhale out the darkness. Again, breathe in the light, and exhale out the darkness. One more time, breathe in the light, and exhale out the darkness. Now I'm going to count down from 5 to 1, and with each descending number, just let yourself go a little bit deeper into full relaxation, just letting go, becoming more centered within yourself. 5, 4, 3, going deeper and deeper, 2, deeper still, and 1. Now completely relaxed, completely centered within yourself, the outside world having drifted away. Just focus on being within yourself now as you focus on your etheric body and your chakra centers, those wheels of force, those wheels of energy that connect to your glandular structure in your body, bringing everything into balance. And as you focus on your chakra centers, focus on the alignment of those chakras all up along your spinal cord, from just below your feet all the way up through the top of your head and above your head, and all in perfect alignment and with their respective colors, colors being the frequency within each of those chakras, corresponding to that frequency. So as you move up the ladder now of consciousness, focus on those colors and the high intensity of those colors, which then raises the frequency vibration in those colors and the resonance within those chakras. And again, the connection to your glandular structure. So as you raise the vibrational frequency within each chakra, you are raising the frequency within that corresponding gland that focuses with it, and the resonance that's built up between, thereby bringing balance there. So if one of your glands happens to be out of balance, this in itself can bring that balance back to that particular function in your body. So now, starting from the Earth Star chakra just below your feet, see that as a deep earth brown color with possibly red or gold specks within it. And here is the connection to Gaia, the grounding point to Gaia. And moving up to your root chakra. Deep, brilliant, ruby red color. Vibration higher in that chakra, the root chakra. The chakra that is associated with security in your life. Moving up to the next chakra, orange, bright, brilliant orange. To your solar plexus area, yellow, brilliant, bright yellow as the sun. This being your adrenal glands. To the heart center. The balance point between the four upper and the four lower chakra centers. See that as a deep blue-green color. Just above the heart center, the high heart center, which has become reactivated in all of you. This is magenta. Then to the throat area, sky blue. Bright, bright blue sky. To the third eye in the middle of the forehead. Purple or indigo. And the crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And then just above your head to the soul star chakra, which has also become reactivated in all of you. And that pure, brilliant white. Now, when you bring all of the chakras together, merging into one, into the soul star chakra, this now being your light body, and you, your conscious knowing self, moving into that light body, into the Merkaba light vehicle that you now have here as a three-dimensional, six-pointed star. That's how you can envision it, visualize it. And in this Merkaba light vehicle, you can begin to move upward now, up, leaving your physical body behind. And get that sensation of being separate from your physical body, still connected, but yet separate, as you move away from it now. Get that sense of moving away from your physical form, rising high through the roof of the building where you are, up into the sky, through the clouds, feel the movement as you are doing this as well. Don't just think yourself there. The movement as you move away further and further from your physical body. Your physical body falling further and further below you. And the earth as well below you as you pass through the earth's atmosphere. And you become aware of all of the heavenly bodies of the solar system, the planets, the sun, all of the millions of ships that are out here, some docked, some moving. And you become aware of the consciousness that is beyond the veil here, as if the Earth's atmosphere was a veil separating you from the third dimensional illusionary realm the matrix, if you will, up into the higher fourth and fifth dimension, which you have now moved into, and thereby coming in touch with all of the shifts and the consciousness that is out here, the consciousness of the planets themselves, the consciousness of the sun, as each of these planets and the sun are ensouled by great beings, just as the earth is ensouled by Gaia, so too are all of the planets and the sun ensouled by great beings. You also become aware of the consciousness in the ships, the people, the beings within the ships themselves, as well as the ships that have consciousness. And you can see the light of many of the ships as being ships of light in the various colors and the high, high frequency vibration that you may be feeling now. Feel that consciousness, feel that high vibration. Be in the fifth dimension, and perhaps even higher than that. And as you look back down at the earth, you do not see the earth, you do not see Gaia as the old three-dimensional. You see Gaia now, you see the earth in a higher dimensional frequency, corresponding to what you are in right now. This is how you see the earth. You see the beauty everywhere. And what you don't see is darkness. You don't see dark spots any longer. You see only light, as if the entire planet is bathed in light. And the plants and the trees and the flowers, the grasses, the valleys, the rivers, the streams, the oceans, the lakes, all pristine, beautiful colors, high vibrational colors. And even the colors that would associate with the lower chakras, the reds, the oranges, even those are brilliant and bright, high intensity. So the reds are high frequency reds, the blues, the greens, the orange, the violet, the flowers, beautiful flowers everywhere. The waters themselves, aqua blue. And as you can feel the consciousness in all of these plants and the trees and the flowers and the waters, you can feel that consciousness. And it actually moves all the way into your physical form. For you and your astral and etheric body are still connected to your physical form. So what you feel in your astral body now, and your etheric, you can also feel that in your physical form. So you might be feeling vibration within your physical body. But surely higher consciousness. For at this point you might understand, even briefly, so much more may be receiving information, various types of knowings coming in, perhaps some memories returning. Whatever it is, just feel it, just experience it. Experience the love connection here, the oneness with all things, whether animate or inanimate. For you are as one with all things, and all things are one with you. God, the God source, the cosmic source, the creative source, is within all of us. Just as we are within it, within that creative source. All in one and one in all. Feel it, experience it, be it. Be the God source now. Feel the resonance within your physical body. Connection to the all. Now let yourselves begin to move back, bringing your Merkaba light vehicle, your light body, back towards your physical form. And again, feel the movement back. Don't just think yourself there. Feel the movement back to your physical body. And the merging of your astral and etheric body back into your physical form. Your light body coming back in. And your physical body being light. Light everywhere. As you merge back in, tucking your astral and etheric body back into your physical form, again, feel that resonance, feel the oneness within you. As all comes back in, all comes into balance. Whatever was out of balance before, out of balance within you. And come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Sananda. And I come to be with you at this time. In these continuing times of great truth coming forward everywhere. The shadows becoming enlightened, becoming illuminated. The shadows of falsehood, the shadows of hate, the shadows of fear. All coming into the light. Know that is in process of happening. Even though within your daily lives it is difficult to ascertain that these things are indeed so, that you are fully moving more and more into the light of truth, and the falsehoods that you have been taught your entire lives, and lives before these lives, many even thousands of years back, those lies, those falsehoods are being brought now into the truth, into the light of truth. Never to fall back into the shadows again. For you have arrived at a point now in your journey, the journey that you started so long ago, coming here to this planet, to this earth, to this evolution, to come to this very point that is very close now to the finish line. So just as you come to the finish line in a race, and you see that line, you see that final destination, at that point, you have an adrenaline rush that pushes you forward, even if you were at that point walking. You get pushed forward now, closer to the finish line, knowing you're going to make it, persevering to the end. And that's what this is all about at this point in your lives right now. Persevering, moving on, continuing on. Always moving forward. Never falling back. Never allowing those falsehoods, those shadows that still appear from time to time, never allowing them to hold you back any longer. That is the way of the way showers. That is what you came here to do. This is what you are here to do right now, to continue to show the way forward to all of those that are ready to listen. All of those that are ready to see what before they could not see, for they were blinded by the light. But all of you have learned to see through the light now, to see into the light, and to see what is beyond that light. And that, of course, is the higher expression, the higher vibrational frequency of the fourth and fifth dimensions. No longer to be held to the 3D illusionary matrix. In a sense, many of you are close to graduating now. But don't think of it in terms of a time frame. Think of it in terms of frequency vibration. And that you are moving higher and higher in vibration. You being the collective you. Not just you, but the collective consciousness of man is moving higher and higher into this higher vibrational frequency of the fourth and fifth dimension. Thereby being in the light of truth. And the shadows, the darkness, having completely receded back into its own. I am Sananda. And I leave you now in peace and love and oneness. And that you do continue to move forward, always moving forward. never allowing yourself to fall back again, even for a moment. But if you do, pick yourself up and move forward, onward always. Om Mani Padme Om. Om Mani Padme Om. Om Om. Greetings to One Who Serves here. Shoshana is here, and we are ready for your questions if you have them. You can unmute your phones now and ask your question if you have.
Yeah, I've got one.
Yes.
You know, of all the different wars, galactic wars, planets being taken over, all the dark. And at what point do we rise above that? Is it the fifth dimension or sixth that no longer is part of our reality?
My dear brother, you are rising above it even now as you speak here. You as an individual, you as a collective consciousness are moving higher and higher in vibrational frequency. This is what we keep speaking of here. It may not appear that way to you, but you are moving ahead as a global consciousness here. Not everyone, of course, but many, many, many more of you are awakening. Many, many more of you are finding the light of truth, wanting to know the truth, asking those questions that they have wondered about for so long, but held back from asking. But now they are beginning to ask. Now they are beginning to want to know the truth. And yes, indeed, you can handle the truth. And that is why this ascension process is happening here, because now you are able to handle the truth. Now it is time, frequency-wise, for the truth to come forward. So as this continues to happen, you will begin to experience so much, much more beyond this realm, into the solar system, into the galaxy itself, and beyond that. All of that is waiting for you to come more and more into your own awakening state and be more fully ascended here. That is in process of coming, and as Sananda has spoken of this time and other times before, you are coming closer and closer to that finish line. So be at peace, be at love, be at oneness. Just be who you are and remember who you are throughout this process. Shoshana, do you have something you add?
Well, we can add a perspective. We can add a perspective if you wish for our perspective, dear brother.
Oh, definitely. Thank you. For sure.
Dear brother, this is a complex issue. We have received the answer. What is occurring? The war-like energy of the first, second, and third dimensions is primarily where this energy can live, can procreate, can create evil, you see. What happens when you say, when will we be free of this? Those beings, such as the galactic beings you are mentioning, that reside in the fourth and fifth dimension and beyond, are battling the energies from the first, second, and third dimensions that attempt to invade those dimensions. They attempt to infiltrate the peace there, you see. So the beings of the fifth dimension, the fourth dimension, and above that are working to keep that energy away from those dimensions. And that is why there is a battle. Because the energies that the evil energies of war are attempting to infiltrate. So the answer is always one must keep their consciousness very high, their vibration very high, to avoid these energies. But those that are battling those energies are not battling within their dimension. They're battling the lower dimensions. Namaste.
Well, no, thank you.
We ask for you to, those that are not asking questions here, to please mute your phones here. Very good. Now, would there be other questions?
Yes, I have a question. out of curiosity, I watched the fake President Biden State of the Union address last week, and it was very interesting and rather silly. But I noticed a lot of people that were there, like all the, you know, Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, Mayorkas, all of these people. Some of them, we've been told, are no longer on the planet. Either they've been killed or they're at Gitmo. And I wanted to know, I know there's clones and doubles. Is there anything you can say on that? And it just was a little confusing.
You have already said this. They are clones. They are doubles. They are actors. There is much misdirection here that is continuing on the show or the movie. For those that are apt to believe, to follow the movie as it is something real to them. But you all know that it is not real, or at least we attempt to continue to assist you in knowing that it is not real, that it is a fake, an act, and a continuing show that they are putting on, both by those that are ones, the dark hats, and also those of the white hats are doing the same thing, keeping it going for various reasons, which we will not go into at this point, but to know that the truth is coming forward is what is important. So the show that was put on in that State of the Union address, it was just that. It is nothing to be concerned about because, as we have said, these things have already happened. You are just needing to see the results now of what has already occurred. Joshana, do you have something you add here?
We will add here, if you wish, for our perspective, dear sister.
Of course, always.
Dear sister, the clown show is attempting to prevail, you see. It is a clown show. It is a bunch of doubles and clones and clowns and laughable individuals that are attempting to prevail in the third dimensional realm, you see. There is still a contingent of beings that are asleep. And they are appealing to that, those that still believe that their government is of the people, by the people, and for the people. That is what they think, you see. So it is a contingent of beings that keeps this show going. What we will tell you is that contingent of beings with that asleep consciousness is slowly fading. It is almost gone, you see. For all that watched the charade know, all that are awake know that this is a show. Now, we will tell you that just look at the measurements of your 3D culture, the poles, the silliness, are showing that these clowns are quickly losing their popularity. So they will attempt to continue the charade because that is who they are. But you must understand that the world is waking up. There is a great awakening. And they will not prevail. Namaste.
And we would say here, just look at the difference between the two rallies that were on in your state of Georgia in the two areas, the one that President Trump attended, or in his rally, there were thousands and thousands and thousands of people there rallying for freedom. But in the one by the actor Biden, there was only a few that attended his so-called rally. For he was not rallying anybody. He was just playing a role, playing a part here. See?
And he did a very bad job of it.
Yes.
Yes.
It depends, though, who you ask here. Your media said how wonderful his speech was and how he was showing the world that he was in charge and all of these types of things. But it was exactly the opposite of that.
Yes. It just shocks me that so many of my friends in Los Angeles still think he gave a great speech and he's the president. It just blows me away that we're living on a planet with so many asleep people still.
This is why this is called the Great Awakening. We are ready for a next question, if there is one.
This is Linda. I have a question.
Yes.
Sort of a far-out question, I admit. But as I sit in meditation, I wondered, what was the first spark of light that came from Source? And what was the impetus?
We did not hear that. What was the what?
What was the first spark that separated from Source, and what caused that to separate?
Now, you are looking at a very, very complex situation, something that is very difficult for the third dimensional consciousness to understand, even for fourth and fifth dimensional consciousness to understand, for it is far beyond all of this. But you have to understand that at one point there was an energy not aware of itself, unmanifest energy, unmanifest creation, in that there was no creation yet at that point. There was just this energy. And this energy then wanted to become aware of itself as something more than just pure unmanifest energy. So it began the creation. It began the spark of life. Let there be light. And at that point, manifest creation became, and the feminine part of this began the process. The unmanifest or masculine and the creative or the feminine began this process. The Father, Mother, God. Father, Mother, creation, you see. This was the first spark of life. Beyond that, there were many sparks of life that came from that original spark, on and on and on, through the many levels of creation, all the way down to this level of creation here that you are in at this point, you see. So it is a very complex understanding, but that is the general gist of that is the word you use, gist. That is the general gist of how it all began. To understand more, there has been research that has been done. People have written about this that you can look into and find out more from their point of view. And get a more glimpse of what actually occurred and all through the process here of creation to this point now, if you wish to do that research. Shoshana, do you have something you add here? Different perspective, higher perspective?
We can add,
yes.
If this one wishes for us to add.
Yes, please, go ahead.
Dear sister, we find it simple. We find it easy. It is simply the unmanifest wishing to know itself.
Yes.
At a broader level. And not only that, wishing to become more aware of itself. So it began to create life. Now, we will tell you that if we closely look at this, the spark of God, the light of God that is in each being is the same impetus to know oneself, to become aware. And that is why God resides within you. It is the same thing. Namaste.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Very good. Are there any further questions here?
Yes, I will ask a question, beloved one. I saw a video last night about 200 and something people taken down in Florida in a human trafficking arrest. And it got me to thinking, you know, we know, as we understand it, that there are these Wayfair products and even probably Walmart products that are not really products that are being sold there, but they have the names of children, so it's not the products that are being sold there. So it occurred to me, and I just want to know if something is happening in the realm of stopping this practice, because it did occur to me that I might reach out to this guy who took down that whole scenario and see whether he has an interest to look into that kind of the other scenario. But I don't know if I need to, or if you already got something going with that or what.
Please be more specific with your exact question here. What are you looking for?
Is there some? Is the selling of children through online companies such as Wayfair and Walmart being handled, or is there a need for someone to light a fire there?
We will tell you that what you call the White Hat Alliance is largely behind this or knowing of this. And they are in process all across the planet, not only here in this country, but all across the planet in bringing this to an end here. They are aware of human trafficking, just as the President Trump wrote that executive order, which began to put an end to those of foreign intelligences, those from outside of the country, and even those inside the country that would participate in this human trafficking, where they would freeze their assets. And much of this is in process of happening now, more and more. So even those that you believe or that you hear are super wealthy and all of this are not so much anymore. They have lost much of their wealth, and it is happening more and more and more. So understand that it is all in process. Shoshana, do you have something you add here?
Yes, we wish to share. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, this evilness that is pervasive, that has gone on for too long on this plane of existence, must be eradicated. And we say that you are the white hat. You are the white hats. You are the contingent of the white hats that continue to work within this realm of consciousness to allow others to become aware of this, you see. So we do not say that we will say that the white hats are taking care of this, because you are the white hat. So we will tell you that if this is something that you are called to do, then the awareness part that would be caused by, as you call, lighting a fire, will expand, you see. That is why people make the movies. The movie that was made, the Freedom movie that was made, that movie was made to expand awareness. So each of us that understand the evil that is being perpetrated on mankind must spread the word. in any way that we can if it is our calling to do so, rather than delegate outside of ourselves, take the responsibility within ourselves. Because what you see, what we see is that each that takes the responsibility expands the awareness and causes a quickening and eradication of this monumental issue. Namaste.
Very good.
Thank
you. Would there
be any
further questions here about your re-release channel?
I have one.
Yes.
Speaking of eradicating those that aren't doing anything for the greater good, or the opposite, do you think capital punishment is appropriate in some cases?
That is something that we do not want to delve into at this point. For it is there's freedom of choice. And each and every one of you across the planet, the entire collective consciousness has freedom of choice in this area. Just understand that whether it is capital punishment or however it is meted out here in this planet, there will be a judgment after leaving here, this planet. Not judgment from another, but judgment within self. For each one judges themselves, not to be judged by others. You see? Shoshana,
yes,
do you have anything you want to hear?
We will share. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, we believe that where you reside, this is illegal. Is that correct?
Yeah. Well, yes. Officially, although they're promoting other kinds of death right now, but yes.
So you must. You cannot change that within your country. You see. Well, you could, but you are not changing it currently. So we will tell you that. Evil cannot live. It eventually will be extinguished, you see. Evil cannot live and procreate within a light consciousness, within a light consciousness environment. So it is all about raising consciousness, and if you wish to extinguish evil, then that is up to you, you see, as one who serves has given. It is very complex, you see. We will say that there are some soulless beings that perpetrate the evil upon your realm that should be extinguished. They are soulless, however. They are not part of the human contingent. They are not part of humanity, you see. But this is not how they measure the idea of capital punishment. But we will tell you those beings that are infiltrating your third dimensional realm that are not part of humanity must be extinguished. Namaste.
Very good. And we are done for the time. Need to release channels. Shoshana, do you have any parting message here?
We will say that those that participate on this call are so much on the right track, that are so awake, but what we will say about that is do not believe that you are completely awake or you close the door to expansion. So continue to wake up, but you are so much on the right path. Namaste.
Very good. And we just simply say, keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. Don't let yourself fall back. Always move forward. This transition to this ascension process. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.